He's not as spry as he used to be, but he's still full of stories. Wesley Dochek of Thousand Oaks has had a full life with the family and a career as a businessman. But the now 96-year-old man has an almost forgotten past as a sailor who fought in both the Pacific and European theaters during World War II. He's one of a half dozen veterans on the South Coast sharing their stories with the National Museum this week in a unique effort funded by a well-known actor. Dochek was stationed on board the USS Thornhill, a 300-foot-long destroyer escort assigned to protect convoys of troop ships and freighters against submarine attacks.
I was what they call a captain's talker. I was on a flying bridge with a captain. And when we had a chasing somebody, he would be the one that gave the orders to either drop depth charges or drop one, drop two, K-guns or fire one, fire two. He would order them, and I would relay them to the crew.
Dochek says convoy duty was brutal, in that if one of the convoy ships was torpedoed, they couldn't stop to rescue its crew. It was too dangerous for the other ships and even the destroyer escort to stop. He says when they dropped depth charges, they couldn't stick around to see the results.
We never stayed to find out if we were successful or not, because we were not allowed to stop. We had to be on the move at all times, otherwise we would become the target. So we never knew if we sank the sub or not.
Dochek lives at Belmont Village Thousand Oaks, an assisted living facility which is home to a number of World War II veterans. This week, a historian with the National World War II Museum in New Orleans is here recording the wartime stories of the veterans for the museum and for the veterans' families. Bradley Forstner, who's Belmont Village's executive director, says actor Gary Sinise is making the historian's visit possible through a grant from his foundation.
He is the founder of the Gary Sinise Foundation, which does this project nationwide in trying to capture the history of World War II vets before they are no longer with us, and decided that he wanted to help capture the stories before the residents are no longer able to do so.
Patrick Stephen is one of the historians with the National World War II Museum.
The museum talks about World War II. We'll try to encompass all of it. When you walk in, you can go to the Arsenal of Democracy, which focuses on the home front, or you can go to Road to Tokyo, which focuses on the path that leads to the Japan side, and then, of course, Road to Berlin, that will lead you in Europe. My job specifically is to collect oral histories. There's videos of veterans talking about their history and what they went through specifically in the war.
Stephen, who's a veteran himself, says he's interviewed more than 250 World War II veterans in 18 states during the last 2 years.
There's several of us that do this. We constantly go on the road. There is a time limit. It's getting harder and harder as time goes on. But every other week, I'm on the road, different cities. To hear their stories is a little bit different. You read it in the book because they've got that emotion in there.
The historian talks about what happens with the interviews.
Master copy, we keep at the museum, and then the other copies go back to the veteran. The veteran can hand it out to their family or friends. It's up to them. The master copy will stay there. So eventually in the future, if the museum ever does a special exhibit, they'll can pull off of our list, and they'll try to find little sound bites to paint the picture of a story.
Stephen says what's exciting about the process is because he's a veteran himself and a historian, sometimes he asks questions which have never been posed to the World War II veterans.
Me being in the service, I kind of know where to ask certain things, and I've done a lot of my research, so I know there's certain questions I got to ask a certain way. 2 weeks later, I get a phone call going, we've never heard that before from him or her.
World War II veteran Wesley Dochek says even though it's been 7 decades, talking about his wartime experiences again brings back a flood of memories. Despite serving on both the Pacific and European fronts, his ship came through the war intact. He says one of the benefits of being so young at the time, he really didn't dwell on the possibility he might die in combat.
I never thought about it. But that's a funny thing. I never gave it a thought. I knew something could happen, but what happens, so I never let it worry me.
The Belmont Village facility has its own tribute to its veterans, a wall of fame which has the portraits and the stories of its residents who served their country in uniform. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.